I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. When Michael Phillips of Advocates Reach moved to Thailand, God asked him to train mountain tribal groups in Christian leadership. Now for almost 20 years, he's partnered with Farms International to teach them efficient farming. It's improved the standard of living in their villages, and it leaves the pastors with more time to do what pastors do. Today, they're doing the same for leaders from neighboring countries where it's unsafe to be a Christian.
They are just powerful in their faith. They don't have a very high level of education, but a number of our students have been imprisoned for their faith, and they're moving on. Some of them oversee 3 churches, 5 churches, up to 9 churches. I believe there's a move of God going on. And of course, whenever there is a move of God going on, Satan would want to dampen that.
Please take a moment to pray for strength of faith in their lives. Food for the Hungry celebrates the transformation of lives through literacy. Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry says they desire to end all types of hunger, including spiritual and social hunger. And ending illiteracy sees dramatic changes happening in countries like Bangladesh, where women are traditionally viewed as property.
The consequence of that is that these women have not been allowed to be educated in life. And so we have gone through in working in these highly broken, impoverished communities and actually taken initiative to work with the women on literacy.
Cultures and lives are changing. There's a decrease in domestic violence, and women are taking business initiatives. Would you pray alongside Food for the Hungry? Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together, and you can join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up online at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.